Hi guys, Barry Cook from the Chongi Kwan. Today, I wanted to talk about what does it mean to be a martial artist from a point of view of having respect and character. So, when we first join the martial arts, we expect to learn all about kicking and punching and maybe breaking boards and self-defense. But as we progress through the ranks, we are taught that training in the martial arts is much more than just fighting or physical fitness or mastering technique. The ultimate aim is instilled in us that we should be aiming to master ourselves, ultimately fixing flaws in character and becoming better people, particularly if we intend to do martial arts as an instructor and then guide other people once we are proficient enough. So if we are going to instruct people and we're going to pass on our knowledge to other people, potentially offering them a mirror and a way that they should endeavor to model their own lives upon, then surely we need to have something for them to reflect off, which means that if we're going to decide to take on that teaching role, we need to be sure that we've trained long enough for the martial arts to have an effect on us so that we can be happy enough and confident enough that the image and information we're going to offer to our students is secure and good and effective enough to give them that platform to start their own journey of self-exploration and self-development and character building. But I think, as with any activities, the higher up students seem to get, then they become instructors, and then senior instructors, and then maybe management. They start to get onto boards, and their role becomes less martial arts related and more business related. I think sometimes that can facilitate a decrease or a dropping in the years of training that we've put in order to have hopefully a high standard of personal character, because we've stopped moving forwards in a way that we're focusing purely on ourselves and perhaps spreading ourselves too thin and neglecting areas of still pushing forwards in our own development. When this happens, I find in particular that it becomes very disheartening. So, you know, if you belong to a martial arts organization and there is news in the media about one thing or another with the heads at the top of those governing bodies, then you think, how could they possibly have got to that position when they've trained for so long? Has there been no effect on their character? Has training just completely surpassed them? It's gone over their heads. They're unable to process the lessons that they've been taught because they don't have any character development. They're still the same person they were when they joined, and that's disheartening. So generally I always tell my students that we can only go off ourselves, and if we're going to look around at other martial arts and other instructors, then that's a good thing. It's good, you know, it facilitates making friends, it facilitates educational development, character development, maybe building friendships and bonds. So I think all martial artists should do that. Problem is that we also get to see some of the negatives that martial arts can have, such as the students who have trained with, apparently with blinkers on, because, you know, maybe they've just been sports people and they focused on the sports side. They haven't really been concerned with the character development side, or whatever it might be. Maybe their character is just unable to see some of the lessons that the martial arts can offer, and so they have that personality that they had when they joined. And when we see that, it makes us think, well, you know, I've spent the last, you know, 10 years or 30 years working on myself and trying to make sure that the flaws in my character are corrected, and then you see people that don't seem to have done that, and all they want to do is badmouth people or have negative thoughts or actions towards other people. And you think, that's just not what it's about. That's not what the martial arts are about. a form of self-defense. Yes, it's a form of self-expression. But ultimately, no matter whether you're just a sports person or whether you're training for health or fitness, or whether you just like being part of a group, a family, learning some new skills, and just taking part in a weekly activity, the concepts of the martial arts, which run in the background, are designed to run irrespective of the reason why you're there. They're there to give supplemental training, mental, cognitive, psychological training that's working on the brain and the character and the personality of the person taking part, whilst the rest of the lessons are taking part on the fitness and the technical skills of the system that you do. So I would urge people to try to remember why they train. Why do they put that uniform on week after week? Is it to better yourself? Is it as an instructor just to make an income? Is it just a job for you? Have the reasons why you started training, has the importance of character development just fallen by the way? Is it not important to you anymore? Have people become power hungry and it's just a matter of how high up can I get or what belt can I get? Which is sad if that's the case, because that's not what the martial arts is about. If that's why someone's training, then certainly from my perspective, I can only, as usual, speak from my perspective, but that's not the reason I train. That's not the reason I teach. And it's certainly not the lessons I instill into my students. First and foremost, if we put the uniform on, regardless of what colour belt we have round our waist or how many stripes we have, we're martial artists because we want to be better people. We're aiming and trying on a weekly basis to be better people. And if we're fortunate enough and privileged enough to be in a position where we can pass that on to other people and our students, then that is a privileged position. And we should remember that allowing some of those character flaws to creep in, such as ego or bad-mouthing people or trying to have negative impact on other people, that's not what the martial arts is for. So that's it, guys. Just a quick one today. That whether you're thinking of starting martial arts, whether you are a martial artist, whether you're an instructor, or whether you're a chief instructor, remember that it's not just about how high you can kick, how many people you can beat, or what position of power that you have got to or are trying to get to. Remember the reasons why you train. Remember the purpose of training. And if we can all get back to that fundamental root of why we go to a class every week, then I think we can continue to use the martial arts to make the world a better place and try and end some of the current bad situations that exist in the world by using the strength and the development of the martial arts to help people. So that's it, guys. Take care, and I'll see you on the next one.